Hello, everybody. This is Chris Harrington. The date is Friday, September 3rd, 2010. And I am going to be doing a review of the PV5152x12 combo. I used to own a PV6505 plus 120 watt tube head that you can find a podcast on. I believe I did the podcast sometime back in February. I ended up having to sell that stack. I sold it to buy a computer to start breaking into the recording scene, so to speak. So basically, I really regretted selling the 6505, and so I was constantly looking for something else PV related to buy. So I came across this 5150 combo on Craigslist. It's in great shape. No dings or anything like that on it. I think there's like one ding on the back of the cabinet. But other than that, it's in great shape. The guy used it for studio use, and he hadn't played it in 5 years. It was filthy when I got it. But overall, it's in pretty good shape. It probably needs a new tube change sometime pretty soon. But other than that, it's really nice. It has two 12-inch Sheffield speakers. It's a closed-back cabinet. And I'm right here at the amp. I'm sitting in front of it. It came with casters, and I currently have them off, although I need to put them back on because I have band practice in a little bit, and I'm going to take it to band practice for the first time. Okay, so I will go through this amp the best I can. I'm sorry if I get a few of the controls wrong because I'm still kind of new with this. But right now, as you can probably hear that buzzing, I have the amp on standby. I was playing it a little bit ago. Okay, so if you are facing the amp, on the right side, on the bottom, is your standby switch. Flip to the right is enabled. Flip to the left is disabled. Right above it is your power switch. To the left is on, to the right is off. Then, let's go ahead and go over the back. If you go straight back, and very slightly to the left, you have a three-way toggle. This is your ground lift switch. It's used to supposedly reduce hum from electrical current. I've never had to use it, but, I guess people have, otherwise they wouldn't put it on there. And one thing I really like about the PVs, it was like this with my 6505 head as well, is where the power cable goes, there are two brackets or cord mounts, if you will. So you can wrap your cord up, which is really nice. I really wish it had a detachable cord, so I wouldn't have to run into any breaking issues, but, hey, I paid $400 for the amp, so, I am not complaining. So, further to the left, we have the speaker out jack. Ooh, I'm sorry, my audio levels just went down. There we go. We have the speaker out jack. That's to run an external cab if you'd like. If you keep going over to the left, you have your foot switch port, which is a standard quarter inch port, thank God. Because with the 6505 Plus, it was a very weird 8-pin cable. Then, the two ports to the left of that are your effects loop. And that's all that's on the back. Now, starting from the very right, you have your presence for your lead channel. Then, I believe you have a 2-band EQ. No. You have mids, and then you have your volume for the lead channel. Then you have a few other knobs for, one of them is for reverb. This amp does have reverb, and it's not bad, actually. It doesn't sound totally hideous. Then you have your post gain knob for your clean slash crunch channel. You don't have independent channels for clean and crunch. And then you have three buttons. Two are in between the gain knob and the low EQ knob. So two of these are for foot switch routing, I believe. And then the one is for the channel switching, if you don't want to use a foot switch, which why would you not want to use a foot switch? That doesn't make any sense. Okay, then finally to the left of that, you have two input jacks. One is for active pickup guitars, and one is for passive, I believe. One is high and low. I think that's what that is for. I don't honestly know. Somebody please correct me if I am wrong, but I figured, you know, I would make my assumption. So, I'm going to show you sonically now how this amp sounds. I'm going to go ahead and flip the standby switch to off. And you can hear the hissing now. Let me make sure I don't have my... Okay, the lead channel is not on. And with this, it usually sounds very trebly, so to speak. I'm playing a Jackson DR7, 7-string guitar. And it might sound a little interesting because you'll probably be able to hear the strings. Yeah, you'll probably be able to hear the strings. But the amp will definitely outweigh that. So this is with both pickups on. The volume turned all the way up on the guitar. And I'm going to bring the volume on the recorder down slightly, just so I don't overdo it. Sorry for the on-the-fly adjustments here. And if you'll notice, it does have a little bit of crunch. So I'm going to take the... gain all the way down. And I brought the clean volume up a little bit. So this is basically as clean as it gets. Thank you. I'm not running the guitar through any effects. I'm just running directly into the amp. This is with the neck pickup. Pickup. Do a little bit more on the fly adjusting. Let's see here. Crunch, and I'm wondering how loud this is going to be. It's a little loud. Let's see, I'll take it down. I'm not going to demonstrate this for very long. Clips just a little bit as far as recorder wise, but you can hear the actual crunch that the here I'll turn tell you what I'll turn the main volume down and then I'll. Definitely tell that there's crunch there. Now I'm gonna go ahead and bring the crunch knob up a good bit more. Ooh, not quite that much, but it gets pretty meaty as far as crunch goes. I'm gonna take it back down to clean and bring the clean channel volume up a bit. And I'm sorry, that was with only the neck pickup on the crunch. So, I'm gonna go ahead and demonstrate with both pickups. It gets meaty now with the neck. So yeah, that channel gets pretty meaty. Now this is the reason why I bought this amp. Not for its nice little crunchy, you know, 80s feel. The all-out gain, which I just turned on, is incredible. So I'm gonna show you guys that. Bring that channel up some. Actually, no, I'm just gonna make the recording up a little bit. The gain on it's incredible. That's with the gain up all the way. And I believe the presence is also up all the way. Yep, I just checked it. But the gain and presence on that are up all the way. So, you know, you have a very diverse sound with this amp. And I was pretty leery when I first bought it because, you know, I'm like, okay, well, I'm tired of buying amps because, you know, I'm kind of starting to get tired of irritating my parents by spending all my money. So I basically, you know, was like, okay, I sent like 50 million messages to the Blind Guitarist email list on Yahoo groups, and I'm like, okay, you know, I have this amp, dude's selling it for $400, you know, is it a good buy? And I had a lot of great responses. I was wanting to thank everybody for that, because without them, I probably wouldn't have this thing. So I'm going to do a demonstration of the whole entire amp overall, just kind of playing around. My contact info, if you need it, is my email is charrington7@gmail.com. Plus, my website is www.c-harrington.com. So I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast on the PV5150-212 combo. I'm going to go to the hospital.